Thanks very much for coming, everybody. We should actually invite everybody to come right to the front, because it seems a bit pointless to have everybody spread all over the place. 2 points from OHR this morning. The first concerns a series of meetings which the High Representative is having in Brussels this morning. He had a meeting earlier with the Enlargement Commissioner, Olly Wren, and just a moment ago he began a meeting with the High Representative for Common Foreign and Security Policy, Javier Solana. The purpose of these meetings is to review the progress that Bosnia and Herzegovina is now making in regard to the stabilisation and association process. And I quote, "It is now absolutely imperative that Bosnia and Herzegovina approach the SAA negotiations with seriousness." This is from a comment the High Representative made this morning before the start of these meetings. Again, quote, "Progress in finalizing the PBS legislation and meeting the deadlines Bosnia and Herzegovina's parliaments have themselves set on police reform will be the first test that the EU will apply." And I would draw to your attention the fact that in its decision yesterday, accepting the 21st of October recommendation of the European Commission that stabilisation and association negotiations begin, the European Council called for implementation of the police agreement, police reform agreement, and stressed the importance of the adoption and implementation of all necessary public broadcasting legislation. Again, a quote from the High Representative, "As Bosnia and Herzegovina enters the stabilisation and association process, the responsibility of the BIH authorities is immediately increased. Every single citizen can benefit from the possibilities opened up by the launch of stabilisation and association negotiations. The political leadership must make sure that the benefits are optimised and that they are delivered as soon as possible to the people of Bosnia and Herzegovina." The High Representative emphasised that the arduous process of administrative and legislative reform that has brought BIH to this position has been driven by cross-party cooperation and pragmatic compromise, and that this must now be maintained. Stabilisation and association will only move forward in a satisfactory way if the process is not subjected to party political infighting. In light of yesterday's Foreign Minister's announcement, the High Representative has extended his congratulations to the Chairman of the Council of Ministers, Adnan Terzic, and to the Director of the European Integration Directorate, Osman Topčagić, as well as to other BIH officials. Later today, we'll be issuing photographs from the meetings with Commissioners Wren and High Representative Solana. The other item today from OHR concerns a visit which the Senior Deputy High Representative, Martin Nye, will make tomorrow and Thursday to Tuzla and Orasje. Tomorrow, Ambassador Nye will meet cantonal and municipal officials in Tuzla to discuss regional economic development and reforms connected to the Euro-Atlantic integration effort. He will also meet academics and representatives of civil society. On Thursday, Ambassador Nye will visit the ICMP ID Centre in Tuzla and then travel to Orasje and Draganovici, where he will meet municipal officials and local families and discuss, among other things, return issues. And we'll be distributing a media advisory with details of the press opportunities in the course of that visit. That's it from OHR. I'll pass you over to OSCE.
Hvala. Dobar dan. Preko 400 građana širom Bosne i Hercegovine će biti uključeno u diskusije o obrazovnoj situaciji u zemlji u okviru 4 odvojena foruma koje organizira OSC. Forumi će biti održani u Mostaru, Tuzli, Banja Luci i Sarajevu tokom ove sedmice, a prvi forum otvoren je danas u Mostaru. Od 2002. godine obrazovni forumi su pružili priliku roditeljima, nastavnicima, direktorima škola, izabranim zvaničnicima pa i medijima da raspravljaju o pitanjima koja oblikuju reformu obrazovanja. Ovaj osmi obrazovni forum ima za cilj ohrabrivanje građana da se aktivnije uključe u samu reformu tako što će prepoznati pitanja, formulirati ih, a potom i lobirati za sama rješenja. Osmi obrazovni forum pod nazivom Bolje obrazovanje, to je vaše pravo, to je vaša odgovornost, pruža mogućnost razgovora o do sada postignutom progresu na polju obrazovanja. Forum će razmotriti ne samo uspjehe, nego i nedostatke reforme u smislu naučenih lekcija i prema tome doprinjeti pozitivnijem napretku obrazovne reforme i same implementacije. Veoma važno obratiti pažnju na ispitivanje javnog mnjenja o pitanju vezanim za obrazovanje koje je misija OSCE-a nedavno provela. Samo 23% roditelja je u potpunosti zadovoljno sa obrazovanjem koje njihova djeca imaju. Također je značajno primijetiti da njih 53% lične kontakte smatra veoma važnim prilikom nalaženja zaposlenja, dok samo 50% mišljenja je da je zato veoma važno obrazovanje. Inače, nakon foruma u Mostaru, debata se nastavlja sutra u Tuzli, 10. novembra u Banja Luci, a završni forum 11. u Sarajevu. I to je sve. Hvala.
Good morning, everyone from U4. I have two statements. As of yesterday morning, BIH law enforcement authorities started to conduct border control operations across a wide area in order to deter all types of illegal activities along the country's borders. In direct support of these operations, U4, in cooperation with EUPM, is conducting wide, coordinated and simultaneous activities across the U4 area of operations. In support of the State Border Service, who are leading these operations, this wide-reaching operation involves rapid and intense deployments of U4 troops, providing flexible response to intelligence gathered from U4 assets and that provided by local law enforcement agencies. Cooperation so far between BIH governmental and local authorities and U4 has been very effective. U4 regrets any inconvenience to law-abiding citizens who may be caught up in the consequences of vehicle checkpoints and other surveillance operations, all of which are contributing to a safer Bosnia-Herzegovina. Second statement. In connection with the aforementioned operations, it can be confirmed that troops injured in a traffic accident near Zvornik yesterday morning were part of the support elements for these border operations. None of the injuries to the 7 Polish soldiers were life-threatening, although the driver did suffer injuries to his legs, chest and face, injuries which are not considered critical. After first aid on the scene, he was transferred to the military hospital at Rajlovac by helicopter, whereas the others returned to Camp Eagle Base in Tuzla for treatment of more minor injuries. An investigation into the cause of the accident is ongoing. Thank you.
Do we have any questions?
Nicht.
Thanks very much.